You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So we are about to enter the eclipse portal, and that is always a big deal. It ushers in change. It's kind of, it makes me think of like, you know, the pinball machine, and when it gets, the ball like slides down into the side of the machine, and then that like lever hits it, you press the button and it shoots it up into the game again. It's kind of like that. It's like this sort of acceleration of change, acceleration of like the right path. And it often will get rid of things with the lunar eclipse and the full moon. It can like help you get rid of things and situations in your life that are no longer valid. It can shine a big bright light into parts of your psyche that you aren't conscious of, that you're suppressing, or, you know, they're there, but you're not actually, you know, paying attention to the problem or dealing with the problem. Like maybe, you know, you're drinking too much and you know it's a problem, but you just sort of keep ignoring the problem. You keep it kind of the fact that it's a problem in the subconscious. Whereas if you kind of went in and dealt with the reasons why you were drinking too much, that would be something that could help you change the behavior that is probably detrimental to you in many ways, probably mostly to your body. So it's a time where we can see more inside of ourselves and we can see inside of others more. It shines kind of like, it lights up all that's hidden. So it can reveal secrets. If you're keeping a secret, it can become exposed now. And it's interesting because it's in Gemini. That's right. The next one is in Sagittarius. So it's the Sagittarius sun and the Gemini full moon. And Sag is very much into the truth, generally speaking. An evolved Sagittarius wants the truth. It wants to know why. It wants the big answer, and to seek, you know, the greater mysteries of the universe and to understand them and then to teach them and to share them. Whereas Gemini is wonderful at collecting all the data and sampling all the truths, but it doesn't necessarily care about the big truth that Sagittarius is after. It's more about just exploring and seeing what's out there and like kind of integrating information and kind of, yeah, it's such a different energy than Sagittarius, and they're opposites, which is what happens on the full moon. So we've got the Sagittarius sun opposite the full moon in Gemini, and it's like this back and forth pull for the truth, essentially. And I think with Gemini, one of the things that might become exposed about Gemini and this Gemini full moon is that it's very dualistic. So there's many truths. There's like many possibilities, many ideas. And, you know, maybe one minute this is the truth and another minute that's the truth. So it's a very kind of mercurial, ruled by Mercury, but also that's the perfect word for it, energy, because it can just kind of morph and change and is mutable. So all of the mutable signs will be affected most greatly if they have planets within the degrees of about 4 and 14 in the mutable signs. So if you have a mutable sign planet that's affected, you'll know it. I'm sure that you're probably feeling it. There's probably issues around communication or, you know, even the truth. What's the truth? What's not the truth? Neptune is actually also the 29th heading forward after backtracking for the last, I think, since April. It's a really long, slow process. So, and having a planet that big turn around, we all kind of feel it. So Neptune is the ruler of, like, you know, the cosmos and our oneness and kind of connecting to that web of life, essentially, that we're all the same. We're all from it. We're all like from this drop of spirit, essentially, all here. So Neptune will tap us into our otherworldly abilities. It taps us into our creativity and our art and our, like our writing and poetry and spirituality. People that are channels or have close contact with people, loved ones who have passed, or spirit guides often have very strong Neptune in their chart. People that work with Like even I actually have a very, I have Neptune at the top of the chart and then I have it conjunct my moon and my Mars. Ugh, gosh, I'm just tired even thinking about that. But it's the part of me that does this work. It's the part of me that taps into the cosmos and tries to connect it to our reality here on the planet and can think in these sort of abstractions and you know, non-linear ways of bringing information in. So anybody that has Neptune strong will have sort of, will be tapped into this otherworldly realm. So we're all tapping into that right now. Neptune going forward, I suspect, like it could have a few different, I mean, always there's so many perspectives and we're all living different lives, but tapping into the same energy, it can have a very, maybe a shocking reveal about what's going on, or even more shocking, like a hiding of what's going on. That's interesting paradox. We'll have to see. I suspect with all the Sag energy happening and even Mercury in Scorpio right now, that it's going to reveal what's hidden rather than hide it, because Sag is not good at hiding anything. They're terrible liars. My daughter's a Sagittarius, and when she was little, if she would fib, which was not common at all for her to do, but I told her that I can always tell when she's not being honest with me because her nose turns red. And she believed this for like years until she came to me and was like, my nose actually doesn't turn red. And I had a laugh. And then she was just pissed because it was dishonest. And she's a Sagittarius. She doesn't respect dishonesty of any kind. So that's what's going on with the Sag Sun is like, what's the truth? Let's get to the bottom of things. What do we need to know? What kind of information will help you be able to make the right decisions going forward? Because it's definitely, you know, a crazy time that we're maneuvering right now. And with the sun or with the eclipse portal opening, it ushers in change. So depending on what you want to create in your life, now's the chance. With the lunar eclipse, it's often like emotional content. It's things that maybe secrets are revealed or even the secrets in your own subconscious mind come to light. So you're able to make a move and change something about yourself. If you're tapped into, you know, the cosmos, I suspect that you probably had a kind of sleepless night last night, which would have been the 28th, I guess. And I had a sleepless night. You know, people who don't sleep well, usually like air signs who have a lot going on in their minds, but I'm a pretty good sleeper. But last night I like was tired early. Then I woke up at like midnight and couldn't sleep all night. And then finally just got up and then realized that we were having a solar storm. And it was one of the biggest solar flares calculated since about 3 years ago. So it was a big event coming up right close to this lunar eclipse, which often will be when there's earth events as well during the eclipses, like, you know, earthquakes and volcanoes and tornadoes and all that kind of stuff, things that bring in sweeping change. So kind of buckle up because we've got the next 2 weeks of eclipses to go to. Then we'll have Saturn and Jupiter jump into Aquarius, which I think could be pretty amazing. It's like really kind of the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And on the 21st of December at the solstice, they will conjoin. And this is a big thing that everybody's talking about because it is a pretty big thing. It's like really kind of starting a new age. And it's like that Jupiter and Saturn kind of went through Capricorn. I think kind of the evil dark forces of the world try to, you know, did a power grab. But I do also think that the bringing down of all these structures is actually freeing people on some level, allowing people freedom that they didn't have before because it's all crumbling. So it's like you can't really build something new if you're always focused on the way it was always done before. So if we just sort of take it away, then we have nothing left to focus on because we're having to build something new. So it's kind of like that energy going on right now, and it's coming up. So this next 6 weeks is very pivotal. And we're going to really, especially in the eclipse portal for the 2 weeks up until the next new moon, we're going to feel it and like rest as much as you can, because you might feel like go with your flow. If you, like I was up at like 4 and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm up. And because I was up at this odd time, I got to witness Venus sparkling in the sky before the sun rose, and it was so pretty. It was like sparkling there. And I got to see, you know, the neighborhood is all quiet and like it was just so pretty. And I was happy that I was up and witnessing this sort of beautiful earth moment that I might not have been experiencing had I been sleeping like I normally would at that time. So try to make the most of whatever you're feeling. If you're feeling anxious, ground yourself, eat root vegetables, like literally stay close to the ground. If you're having a real freak out, sometimes a swift shot of tequila will like bump you out of the negative program pattern that you're on and calm you down. I guess that was before people started like, you know, alcohol actually could help you relax and get you through difficult situations. If you didn't turn it into like a problem and become an alcoholic, which then your whole life is usually, you know, heading for the toilet. But if you do need some help, find it, because it's pretty difficult times. I suspect that there's going to be a lot of like mental stuff going on, a lot of ideas and double talk, maybe because of the Gemini moon, a lot of, you know, disinformation. Things aren't true, but it's coming to light. And I suspect we're just going to keep seeing things come to light. Things that we never even thought possible will come to light. All kinds of crazy stuff. So we're beginning a whole new age, and we need to be calm and cool and collected and coming from our hearts and coming from love and you know, loving what we do and loving who we're with and sending love out to the world and doing what we can, like for the earth and the trees and the animals and, you know, the mineral kingdom. And we just need to like be beams of light, just big shining beams of light. If we could just do that, if we could send our beams of light to protect all the people that have come forth with things that they need to speak about, like the Me Too movement, all those women that came forth, they felt protected because they were like in a group and they were doing it together. So if that can keep happening and we can keep protecting the people that are courageous enough to be truth tellers in this crazy world, then let's do that. Let's shine light on all those people. I think it's over 100,000 signatures on this thing called the Great Barrington Declaration. Google it. And it's filled with the signatures of doctors and scientists. I'm pretty sure it's over 100,000. It may be closer to 200,000 from all over the world, from every nation, basically saying that this is a hoax, that we're being conned, and that all of them, professionals with amazing credentials in all kinds of science and medicine, are saying that this isn't real. What's happening is a lie. It's like politics playing medicine, and it's a dangerous thing. So, but it's all being censored, which is also very crazy that, you know, you'd think that this would be on CNN or CBC or one of the big news stations talking about all these doctors coming forth and scientists saying, listen, this isn't real what's happening, but nope, it's being hidden. So go looking for information, go looking for the truth, because with the Sag Sun, likely you will come to the truth. And it's people like that that are you know, writing up these declarations and standing up and even going to court and saying, you know, I'm not, like, I don't believe this. I don't, there's guys in all over Costco right now in Canada. The rules have like tightened up again in this last week. And they've made it mandatory to wear masks in all indoor spaces. And you can't visit with anybody outside your home. You can't have people over to your home, even if they're your family. You can't visit people outside. They've shut down all the like activities that maybe kids would do horseback riding lessons or dance classes or yoga or Pilates or any of those sorts of things, canceled, all of it canceled. Little shops, flower shops, all the little people, all the little guys are basically being killed off right now. And it's shut down again. And it's really kind of shocking, because then they leave Costco open, they leave the liquor stores open, they leave the fast food restaurants open. But anything that we do for joy or fun or for fitness and health has been taken away. You can't do it. And then they tell us things like, well, it'll only be for 2 weeks, but we've been hearing that since March and it's getting worse. So I suspect that's not going to, you know, be the case. I suspect it's not going to be for 2 weeks. And it's really shocking. And there's like footage of people getting arrested in Costco for not complying wearing masks. But the people that are not complying are people that have exemptions. But Costco's bullying them and getting the police to take them out and making examples of them. So I guess we should thank our lucky stars we're not in like Nazi Germany right now, because those people probably be hanging in the square because they didn't comply with the rules. So fingers crossed we're not headed towards hanging in the square, because that's probably where I'll end up, which is kind of terrifying. So this sort of the times we're in, it's really, really tricky. And having Neptune involved with the nodes, it's like, with Neptune there, it's the best thing that you would want in a chart to pull a hoax or to deceive people, because Neptune makes things very difficult to see the truth of. It's a very fuzzy, foggy, slippery, always changing kind of mirage energy. So with this whole coronavirus thing happening, we can't see the truth. And maybe now that Neptune's gone direct, it'll behave a little more predictably. But I think we've just been, planet Earth has been through the ringer. All of us on planet Earth are going through the ringer right now. And it's pretty crazy. It's hard to believe that we are even in these times, really. Like, this is how it's all playing out. I just could have never guessed it. Never. I would have never guessed it. But we do have hope with Saturn and Jupiter moving into Aquarius. Like, it could be this is where the technocrats, like, really take, like, make a power play, and that all this stuff about the vaccines and we're not going to be able to get any kind of service or any travel or any of that without being vaccinated. That could be something that comes in with Saturn and Aquarius, because it's very, like, you know, technological stuff that they're doing. And even like the mixing, the RNA vaccines, like, go in and alter our own DNA. So we'd literally be genetically modified if we took this vaccine, which is, and tagged and marked. Like, they're also saying that the coronavirus tests are collecting DNA. That's the whole purpose of it. That's what they wanted, was all of our DNA. So who knows? Who knows what the truth is? I'm, you know, luckily the internet, you have to use your own discernment and kind of come from your heart and see what feels right to you, because there is just so much information out there. And even what we think is true could turn out to be not true. And what we thought was not true could turn out to be true. Like, it's slippery. Like, nothing is as it seems. That's a classic Neptune saying, is something's happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. So keep your kind of like, keep aware of that. Keep clear. It will lift. I think that the Jupiter into Aquarius will be very much like for the people and for truth and justice and kind of a rising up of freedom. And the freedom thing is also big with truth-telling Jupiter. And when it's in Aquarius, I suspect it could really be like a war between the control of the people and the freedom of the people. I wouldn't doubt if that's like there was some kind of civil war or something, which also I never thought I would say in my lifetime living where I live, because what? What else do we have here? With this moon energy, you might feel like scattered and ungrounded and like just kind of exhausted from mental effort. You might be thinking a lot. Hopefully, if you write, like you could write now, you probably write a lot. There's probably some pretty, like you'll probably be super good with words and witty and able to clearly express yourself. That's the kind of energy that Gemini is good with. And it's very third house Mercury energy. So whatever you might need to communicate, because it's, you know, the time for that. But also just to communicate to yourself, like write out how you're feeling, write out what you're discovering about yourself. Be honest with what you see, because it is like a revealing time, right? With the full moon. Be honest about what you're discovering about yourself. Maybe what if your needs are changing or your wants are changing or your ideas are changing. That could be something too, where you're like actually like shifting completely, like going from one extreme to the next, where you used to believe this, now you believe that. Very Gemini. We're all under that influence. So it should be pretty interesting how this all plays out. So the next 2 weeks are very important. We're going to definitely be feeling, God, like just an intensity. There's such an intensity. How do we even keep our heads on straight? I really don't know if it's possible for us to keep our heads on straight. Luckily, though, we do have Mercury is sextiling Saturn and Moon is sextiling Mars. So it does give us stamina and energy and focus, the ability to focus, even though we're scattered. We could, you know, maybe there's moments of clarity where you can keep notes and be like, okay, this is what I need to do. Next time I'm scattered and I don't know what to do, I'm just have to look at these notes and then I'll find what I have to do next. It's really quite a pivotal time. And hopefully you're not feeling too anxious or sleepless or confused. Hopefully you're, you know, coming into center and really examining yourself and your own self-talk and your relationship to you, like both sides, the dark and the light, because this is an opportunity for us to integrate those two sides. And we all have them. We all have the dark side and the light side, and we all have kind of a shadow and this sort of the person we hope we are all the time, which rarely we are. We're a big old mix of both, depending on our charts and how complicated our charts and the aspects there, or where if we have too many planets in the 12th house or whatever, we'll have to work through the energy in our own special, unique ways. So I think that really covers it for this full moon lunar eclipse. Next 2 weeks are going to be quite pivotal. So keep grounded, keep clear, keep focused if you can. Or, you know, enjoy your non-focus if that's what's going on for you too. The notes will help you deal with it. So I wish you all the best for this new moon in the lunar eclipse portal. I'll be back to talk about the new moon and the solar eclipse on December 14th. So until then, you know, keep your helmet on and your seatbelt on and be ready for transformation. Be, you know, you raised your hands for this. We're here. It's now. It's like go time. So that's what we got to do. We got to go. We got to go. We got to stand up and we got to know and we got to go. And that's it. Thanks so much for listening. Take such good care of precious you, and I will be back soon. Many blessings.